I want him to be healthy, and I would rather him be healing.
Correspondent Chris Livesay is in Rome.
A Vatican source just told us that Pope Francis is awake and he's able to get up. He's also able to take his medicine regularly. He's also able to eat, and they said that he is in a good mood. But despite that, he's still in critical condition.
More than a dozen EU leaders and Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau are in Kyiv, marking 3 years to the day Russia invaded Ukraine. Many have pledged more military aid as uncertainty deepens over the U.S. commitment. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen.
It is not only the destiny of Ukraine that is at stake. It is Europe's destiny that is at stake.
Former Moscow Bureau Chief Beth Noble.
I think both sides would love to see this war end because they're being ground down by the military, economic, and human costs. But finding a peace is going to be very, very difficult.
Elon Musk has given millions of government workers until midnight to submit lists ticking off five things they did as part of their jobs last week. Correspondent Nancy Cordes from the White House.
Musk threatened that failure to respond will be taken as a resignation. The ultimatum coming just hours after President Trump urged Musk to get more aggressive as he works to fire thousands of government employees.
Starbucks' new CEOs just announced the coffee company's laying off 1,100 workers. Brian Nichols says the goal is to streamline business operations and reduce complexity. In a letter to employees, he says that the ones being let go will be notified by midday tomorrow. Nichols says there will be no baristas among them. Investigators are trying to figure out why a fishing boat took on water and capsized off New York City. Four people died. One is hospitalized, one missing. Cecilia Adome's husband was among the victims.
I call him. I say, everything okay? He say, it's a lot of wind. Everything is dangerous. I say, thank God you're not bringing my daughter.
A recall of nutrient shakes sold to nursing homes. The FDA says they've been tied to a years-long listeria outbreak. CBS's Matt Piper.
Since 2018, at least 11 deaths have been linked to the frozen shake cartons. Another 37 people have been hospitalized.
Cases reported in 21 states, including California, Florida, and New York. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Two people were rescued from that Racine House explosion and fire last week. One of the victims is already out of the hospital. Another is making progress. Tim LaPointe has been released while his daughter Michelle Hawes is recovering from skin graft surgery for more severe burns. An investigation into what happened is continuing. A 38-year-old construction company owner from Black River Falls died in that Racine County house fire last week. Jeffrey Paradise was apparently living in the property while fixing it up. Space heaters were found where he was sleeping, but the exact cause of the fire and his death are still under investigation. The Milwaukee Brewers are selling commemorative Bob Uecker patches for $12. Proceeds will go to Uecker's preferred charities. A team will wear the patch throughout this season to honor the late Hall of Fame broadcaster. Brewers baseball on WRJN starts this Saturday. And the Milwaukee Mile will host the Snap-on Milwaukee Mile 250 weekend. That's in August. Kenosha-based Snap-on Inc. has signed on as the new title sponsor of the big weekend. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks winning with backups. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks won at home 120-113 over the Miami Heat. They head to Houston today to play the Rockets tomorrow night. Damian Lillard has been limited with a hamstring injury and marveled how backup guard Kevin Porter Jr. took over the game after being traded here from the Clippers.
I think, first of all, it was fun to watch. I think when you are a star in this league, a lot of times the weight of the game shifting is on you. KP scoring, from being able to see him since he was in high school to college to even, you know, his time in the NBA. I've seen him many times have huge nights.
Kevin Porter Jr., nicknamed Scoot, on what it's been like since he arrived in Milwaukee.
As soon as I came in here, I felt very welcome. And that's big. That's huge. Especially when you got people like Giannis, Dame, Doc, a winning organization, you know, the fan base, you know, how Milwaukee has welcomed me. And it's been beautiful, honestly. So I'm blessed to be where I'm at.
That's Bucks guard Kevin Porter Jr. with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN weather. A blast of spring today. Under partly sunny skies, highs will soar to the low 50s. But it's a bit breezy, though, with the west wind whipping up to 30 miles per hour. It'll become cloudy tonight with spotty sprinkles possible. And temperatures falling to right around the freezing mark. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. With the Badgers, men's basketball game. The Badgers had put together five straight wins until Oregon showed up in Madison last Saturday. Lost to Oregon in overtime, mind you. 77-73. So the Badgers stay at home and get back on the winning track, start another streak against Washington. And the pregame, 7 o'clock. Game at 8, hear the whole thing here on WRJM.
Point Marina, local news and timeless hits.
without Graham Nash. He had left a long time earlier for Crosby, Stills, Nash, and occasionally Young. I'm Dan Marcus on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and the station with Don Rosen, too. Don has got a couple of interesting guests tomorrow because they're all going to be talking about 1950s TV shows. Oh, man, that'll be fun. Check it out only on the Don Rosen Show tomorrow morning here on WRJN.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine, or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
Bob and Weave to the story of a young boxer on the cusp of greatness in And In This Corner, Cassius Clay, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Before the world knew him as Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay Jr. grew up in Jim Crow era Louisville. He stepped into the ring with determination and a drive to not be beaten by life or his opponents, fighting his way onto the gold medal stand and into history books. A reminder for us all to channel our inner champion and fight for what's right. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers trained to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
With local news and now timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
So dear, but meanwhile, I've got
work is so hard. Give me water. I'm thirsty,
Sam Cooke. Chain Gang on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Tommy James, known for songs like Hanky Panky and I Think We're Alone Now, made a U-turn and just changed everything for himself with a rather cosmic song called Crimson and Clover on WRJN.
Come walking up.
JN, Dan Marcus Wax Museum in progress. We've upgraded our news service. We're in partnership with Racine County Eye, trading information and stories. You can get the headlines here on WRJN. You can get the full story at RacineCountyEye.com. Here's one of those updates now from Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The man who died in that Racine County house fire Thursday night was renovating the home. 38-year-old Jeffrey Paradise from Black River Falls was the owner of a construction company. He was found dead inside what was initially believed to be a vacant home. Paradise was reportedly doing repairs, and investigators say space heaters were found where he was sleeping. The exact cause of the fire and his death remain under investigation. In a statement, Racine County Sheriff Christopher Schmaling is expressing condolences to Paradise's friends and family. A five-year contract stalemate between the city of Racine and its police union continues, with possible movement. The primary point of contention is with retired officers' health care benefits. The Common Council last week decided to involve two city committees in providing contract status updates. It's hoped that may offer a path forward in negotiations. A father and a daughter injured in that Racine house fire explosion last week are making progress in their recovery. Tim LaPointe has already been released from the hospital, and Michelle Hawes, his daughter, is getting treatment for burns covering 30% of her body. Neighbors played a big role in rescuing those victims from that burning home on Gilson Street last week. The Milwaukee Brewers have made their commemorative Bob Uecker patch available for purchase. It costs $12, with proceeds benefiting Uecker's preferred charities. The patch features Uecker's signature over a baseball and plaid. The team will wear the patch throughout this season to honor the late Hall of Fame broadcaster. Fans can get the patch at the team's store. WRJN will start with spring Brewers baseball this Saturday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A blast of spring today. Under partly sunny skies, highs will soar to the low 50s. But it's a bit breezy, though, with the west wind whipping up to 30 miles per hour. It'll become cloudy tonight, with spotty sprinkles possible, and temperatures falling to right around the freezing mark. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
CCBBTORJN. That says it all. Keeping the music going virtually nonstop here on WRJN.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due, I know.
Yeah.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN, Percy Sledge, said it all. In this song, when a man loves a woman, he does stupid stuff. WRJN.
When a man loves a woman, can't keep his mind on nothing else. He changed the world for a good thing.
I love you. But I wanna know for sure. So come on and hold me tight.
Report every weekday between 5 and 6, just before Don Rosen, here on WRJN.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah, well, I'm flying across the land. Trying to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Take me to the hotel. Bag is going nowhere. Come on, come on. Won't you get me to my room?
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
One they used to play.
7 lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through, with the rain in my shoes. Photographs to some old gray bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? Drove on through the rain. As he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through, with the rain in my shoes.
Dusty Springfield following Elvis. Me? I'm Dan Marcus. I would follow Dusty. Every chance I get, I had a crush on that woman too. On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
When I said I needed you, you said it wasn't me who changed, but you. And now you've gone away. Don't you see that now you've gone, and I'm left here on my own, that I have to follow.
notion.